Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Throwback Thursday. We don't have to necessarily have to go back to 1974 to get the good, the bad, and the dumb because it's here.
Yeah, it's here.
What is the good of the day?
You know, a lot of coronavirus related things.
Yes.
I try my hardest to keep away from it, but that's, you know, it's actually consumed the world. So
sure has.
Everything is coronavirus related now from here on out. That's just the way it is. It's the new norm. Tyler Perry is doing his thing like he always does. He paid for all the groceries for the elderly during senior hours.
Nice.
At 73 stores across Atlanta and New Orleans.
Whoa! That's...
No idea how much that is.
That's amazing.
But I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, okay, how many seniors probably in an hour? Say maybe roughly 20, right?
Yeah.
And then if we do an average of $50 per person.
Oh, that's a fortune.
I mean, that's so much money.
Good for him. Good for him. That must have been nice.
Yeah. I guess people were tearful, obviously.
Sure. Because the cool thing about it is you just tell the stores, you're like, look, between this and this, just give me the bill.
Right.
I'll just give me the bill. I'll make sure it's done.
Yeah, 73 stores.
So I'm not putting a limit on it or anything like that. Whatever they bring to the counter, just ring it up, save the receipt, and I'll make sure I send you the money.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Good, Tyler just ring Perry, it up. That's awesome.
You know, you don't need to tell me how much it is. Just send it to X amount, X place or whatever.
Right. Exactly. That is wonderful. That is really great. I'm glad you're hearing more. I saw a story of this one couple of someone in the couple was famous for something, but they went to a restaurant. They left a $100,000 tip for everybody in the restaurant to share.
He did that too.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
I mean, he didn't leave a $100,000 tip. I think he went and got food. Let me find the right amount so that way I don't want to sell Tyler Perry short since he's doing great things. But he why can't I find it? He left a $500 tip for each of the 42 employees when he went to this restaurant for takeout.
Yeah, exactly.
Weekend.
I think that's what that couple did too. They left money for everybody. So the cooks, everybody is getting a piece of this $100,000 that they left to this local restaurant.
It's only $21,000.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's great. It's wild. That is good. These stories are I've had my own different feelings about all this. I've gone, you know, at my house and I've heard people say like, yeah, you know, this is a sign from God that we all need to slow down. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a lot of people who don't get to slow down. So I'm not really going that into that theology, but I do think that this will have a lot of people thinking differently about taking care of each other. I'm hoping that when this is all done, we start thinking about, you know what? I saw the world a different way, or I saw people in a different way. I saw circumstances in a different way, or it was always there and I knew it, but I never really thought about it. And now I think about it more. And maybe that would be something good that comes out of it. I hear these stories a lot, and it reminds me of? It's something you and I chatted about before when this thing kind of first broke. Hollywood always gives us there's the pandemic and then there's the guns and murder. Like right away, right? Like you'll just shoot somebody for a loaf of bread. And then we're not really quite at the the apocalyptic set, but we are a lot more willing to help each other out than Hollywood has ever portrayed an apocalyptic movie. You know, we are willing to do things like that. It's pretty great. It was really great. So that's a good.
It is a good. And to kind of branch off of that, kind of leads into the bad. I have a dual bad today.
All right, two bads?
Two bads.
All right.
Because one, I really want him to stop doing this, but Darren Rovell can't help donation shame.
Okay, I think I know where you're going with this, but let's go with this.
Jeff Bezos donated, I think he donated roughly $25 million, right, towards...
Right.
COVID-19. I don't know if it was towards medical. I'm trying to find the details of what he actually donated to. And Darren Rovell was quick to point out that $25 million of his $122 billion piggy bank, then that'd be roughly each American donating $56, or it would cost it'd be like an average person donating $56.
Yeah, you're right. He does that a lot.
It's just this constant donation shame. It's like, hey, you know what? Who cares?
These guys are giving up money.
$25 million. Yeah. It's the single largest donation ever.
I get it, right? It's like the average American giving 75 cents. Oh, I get it. But it's still 25 million. It's not 75 cents. It's still 25 million. And that 25 million is going to be used for good. And I guarantee you, if there's another charity that needs money, he probably will donate to that too.
What's he expecting? Is he expecting, he's worth $122 billion. He should donate half.
Yeah. To where? To one place, to multiple places?
And that's the other problem, too, is that you can donate a certain amount of money, but you got to be careful where you donate it to because there's so many wrong people out there.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You ever go to a store and at the end they go, you want to donate a dollar to whatever? I always do, but in the back of my mind, I always go, how do I know?
Yeah, what was that for?
Like, how do I know? Well, how do I know you guys aren't just pocketing that? I mean, you give me a shamrock or you give me a little thing to write my name on, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Like, I don't mind doing it because it's a buck, but let me tell you something. If you asked me for $100, I'd probably say no, not because I don't want to do it, because that uncertainty.
You don't know where it's going.
I don't want to part with $100 for something that I'm unsure of. A dollar, all right. But if you're asking me to, like, if you called me up and asked me to donate $500 to a charity, I'm looking into it to see how much of it goes to the people, what percentage of it. I'm sure Bezos's people do the exact same thing, right? Yeah, let's make sure this $25 million is going to where we need it and not towards bureaucracy and salaries for people and bonuses for people within the charity.
It's just research upon research upon research, like making sure that, you know, there's, yeah, there isn't some like private sector fund that this money is going to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I understand that. Yeah, he does that a lot.
And it's just donation shame. It's like, you know what? Let's celebrate the fact that all these guys are stepping up and donating.
Exactly.
Tyler Perry probably did something remarkable, but I mean, at the same time, let's think about it. Did he just donate like $5 million? No, I don't know if he did.
Yeah, right.
What if, would you have shamed Tyler Perry where we're celebrating him for buying groceries for 73 stores for the seniors? Would it be different if we said, yeah, but, it only totaled like $100,000?
Yeah, exactly.
And would we be mad at Tyler Perry? Like, he only donated $100,000. For shame, Tyler Perry.
No doubt. No doubt.
No reason to donation shame. Just, let's just thank him and move on.
All right, the second bad of the day.
Your favorite coach and mine. Probably somebody who voted for an expansion of playoffs, but probably does not want an automatic bid for a non-Power 5 conference. Mike Gundy.
Yeah, Mike Gundy, one of my favorite coaches.
Yeah, we didn't really get into this story. We might have to expand onto the story a little bit more. He's ready for Oklahoma State to get back to the business of football.
Yes, he is.
Here's a little quick soundbite from him.
We need to get back to playing football for a variety of reasons if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
There you go. He wants to play football.
He wants to get back
now.
And he put a date on it, May 1st.
May 1st. He wants to get back into practicing.
He wants to get all the tests. Have each player start everyone being tested because they're just readily available. I don't know.
Here's the thing, man. It's, do I agree with him in theory? Yeah, but I don't agree with him in practice. Right? Look. The NBA would come back tomorrow if they could. Right? The NHL would come back tomorrow if they could. None of these leagues are like, oh, thank God we got coronavirus going on because I don't really want to do this anyway. Whew. I'm glad we got to take a break. You know, every year we got to play 82 games in a postseason. It drives me nuts. They're dying to get back on the court. But baseball, same thing. Baseball put together a Arizona plan that's getting ripped apart, but at least they tried to do something.
Or, I mean, the NBA, they're so desperate. It's like, well, let's do a game of horse.
Yeah, let's do something.
You know, a lot of these players have home gyms. Let's just do that.
You will go back, Mike Gundy, when everything's cool. You can put a date on it if you want, but it's better if you just go, hey, we're going to play. Like you said at the beginning, want to play when they tell us to play. But we all agree we want to see football back because there's a semblance of normalcy when football comes back.
Not only that, but I mean, you're stating the obvious. You know, like people want, you know, Oklahoma wants football. It's like, yeah, the whole country does.
Absolutely.
There isn't an American in this country who doesn't want some sort of sport to be back on right now. Even the ones who don't watch sports want sports because now people are taking up their Wi-Fi.
And you know what? We all agree. We all agree. But, you know, don't be surprised if your athletes aren't gathering in Stillwater on May 1st to play football.
Or don't force them. That's the scary thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, because you have like 18 and 19-year-olds who are extremely impressionable who might be thinking, like, if I don't show up right now, well, I'm going to be off this team.
Can he do that?
I don't know.
Is Oklahoma in one of those lockdown states?
I don't know if Oklahoma is.
Yeah. I hope the NCAA, and I think they do, I think the NCAA has a freeze on all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So they do have a freeze, but I don't know if it pertains to fall sports yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have a freeze, you know, like, I mean, you can't do anything right now. That's why spring football is canceled.
I don't think a coach can, across the board, I'm not 100% sure.
We mentioned it the other day. NCAA wasn't invited to Trump's phone call.
That's true. That's true. They were not.
So,
that's true.
Even all right, though they make the most money.
The dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is quarantine making people do crazy things. I found this to be dumb because I find it hard to believe. Yet so easy to believe.
Okay.
For the first time ever, Tony, Nick Saban is now the proud owner of his own email address.
I thought this was an April Fool's joke on April 8th.
This sounds like an Onion article.
Totally.
All day long.
Totally an Onion article.
But at the same time.
He just got email?
He just got an email address. He finally has his own personal email address.
So he's been using email.
But only Alabama Athletic email. Yeah, and his wife has been monitoring his email. Like I don't think he's ever personally signed into his email.
Got it.
So he finally has something like, you know, NickSaban@Alabama.com or maybe it's NickSaban@Yahoo.com. I don't know.
So when he's at the office, he's got email. But when he's at home and they set up like the charter account, they're like, Saban family, what do you want?
I don't know if he has email at the office.
That would blow me away if he didn't have it at the office.
I honestly want to say it's one of those things that he probably comes into his office and the emails have been printed off for him.
That sounds like you know what? I take that back. I can totally see it where he's got a number of assistants. He's got so many people that are like, tell this person this, and they're doing the emails for him. Like they're emailing whatever he needs to get emailed or respond to an email. He just has somebody do it for him. I could see that. I could see a guy of his age and status going, look, I don't want to learn this. And I don't need to, I want, you know.
So this is what he said in an Instagram Live interview with Maria Taylor. He said, one of the positives of the COVID-19 pandemic is he has an email now. They were sending them all to Miss Terry, right? She fired me and said, I'm not dealing with your stuff anymore. So I had to do it on my own.
So he had an email. His wife was dealing with it. Now he has to deal with it. Like he has to figure out his password and stuff?
I guess, or maybe... Said Saban said his wife gets 387 emails when the two get away for a weekend. She spends the next day answering all those emails.
Oh, who wants to do that? I don't care if you love your husband at all. Who wants to answer all that email?
I know, but it's a statement that's hard to believe, but at the same time,
really
it's like, I could totally see him never turning on a computer.
Oh, certainly, absolutely.
And that's part of it. Remember yesterday we were talking to I forgot who we were talking to yesterday.
Mike Tanier.
You know, that the fun thing will be to see, we'll be watching these coaches and GMs turning on computers.
Yeah, sure.
Because some of them probably never have.
Yeah.
Or don't know how to.
Using that kind of technology.
Yeah. To draft.
Nice. Well, good for Nick Saban.
Welcome to the 20th century.
Yeah, well, welcome to the 21st century. Is that where we're in now?
21st century? Yeah, we're in. He's finally arrived.
He basically got email when everybody else got it like 25 years ago, 23, 22 years ago. Like, he got email. That's great. Good, Nick. Good job, Nick. That's awesome. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're on a Throwback Thursday, SB Nation AM.